the presence has disguised itself in this temporary garment, and you feel the power of presence in you, and that is many scientists have a big ego and they cannot admit that they don't understand the universe because their ego cannot admit that they don't know. The ego can't say, I don't know. That's very hard for the ego to say. It must, I know. So most scientists' ego doesn't allow them to admit that there is a vast intelligence that they're trying to understand, but they only have a tiny fragment of it that they can understand, and even that is probably completely distorted. And so Einstein had the humility to see that there's a vast intelligence surrounding us. So he could also sense it, although I'm sure he used his mind more than Gandhi did, but he could also sense that. So he was not just, his perception was not confined to just thinking, or he was very good at thinking, but he could sense that his ego was very small. Of course, there were things in his life. Every human being has things that are difficult, but he was quite a humble person, and this is a very important part of it, because that enabled him to be open to that realization or that feeling or sensing of, as Emerson said, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, we lie in the lap of immense intelligence. We lie in the lap of immense intelligence. And this is something that you cannot figure it out by using your conceptual mind. It is something that you can only sense when you let go for a little while of your conceptual mind, become present, and then begin to sense, begin to know that which can only be known through presence but not through conceptualization. And so this is, we can return to God but deepen our understanding, and we can, instead of being trapped in a childlike conception of God as the Big Father, we can deepen that, and then usually when you talk about, you use the word belief. When they asked Carl Jung, who was a spiritual, quite a spiritual psychologist, they asked, do you believe in God? He said, no, I don't believe, I know. That's quite a statement. And there's a wonderful line in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Perhaps it's in, I believe it's one of, in the, one of the Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. This is one of my favorite sayings from the Bible. Be still and know that I am God. Now, when you look at that, those words, every word except and that is synonymous. They're all the same. Be, the being of you, is the stillness. Be still and know. In this stillness of being, there is a knowing. Be still and know that I am is the deep I am that is the divine in you. God. So the be still and know that I am God is the stillness of being. In the stillness of being, you know that the essence of you, which is the I am, is your connection with God, is God, one could say, in the same way that you would describe a ray of sunlight is still part of the sun. So you are at the deepest level. If you don't want to go so far as to say that I am God, that you are God, I would suggest, and this is feeling inclined, if I needed to express it in words, I would say you are an emanation of God, the One, in the same way that the ray of sunlight emanates from the sun. So you couldn't say this ray of sunlight is the sun, because the sun is a vast, incomprehensible energy. This is just an analogy. God is infinitely faster than any sun, or includes all suns. So, but we're just using an analogy. The ray of sunlight, if the ray of sunlight realizes its ultimate identity, part of the sun, would that ray of sunlight be justified in saying, I am the sun? Yes and no, could say that. But it would be safer, probably safer to say, because other humans, coming back to human beings, they won't like it if you say, I am God. It sounds as if you had a gigantic ego, an emanation. If you can feel within yourself, in the stillness of presence, you feel that the power of presence in you, that it's the power out of which everything comes, every thought comes out of that, everything comes out of that, and you feel that is the creative power of the universe. You feel the power of presence in you far transcends who you are. So the person, as I said, is a garment. The presence has disguised itself in this temporary garment. And you feel the power of presence in you. And that is God realization in you that liberates you from being trapped in a personal sense of self. And then you would never feel that you are greater than anybody else, because that is the essence of all beings. They may not know it, but you're not greater or lesser than anything. That is the oneness, the recognition of oneness.